turn on the light. Don't lap it, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs will burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. At the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's a blind for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. One sad rage to see the rage no more, like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Ravers. Hey, I'm Brian Young. I have Marie Michelle with me. I guess Jimmy James has other things to do today. And Al hasn't been in for a while.
Yeah.
He said he'll be here for Pop Gun for sure.
Okay.
So when's that? A few weeks from now?
That is on September 10th.
Okay, a couple of weeks. Next week we have
Tsunami of Sound.
Next week.
I've seen those guys.
Today we have Joe Turner in Seven Levels.
Yeah.
You didn't see him outside, huh?
No, I did not. I wasn't looking either, though.
Well, I don't think we even discussed a time, but he knows, you know, when we're on, and so
yeah, he's
probably on.
Before.
Yeah, he's been on, and he's probably on his way in. Joe Turner and the Seven Levels. And here's where we like to play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests. We like local stuff from Boston and everything under the sun that sounds great. Give me a call, 855-915-9636. Here's Uncle Neil. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Smithereens, their strip club version of A Girl Like You. Velvet Underground before that, Head Held High. We had Senders, Devil Shooting Dice, and Neil Young starting it off with Cinnamon Girl live at the Cellar, 1971. And we actually got a request for Beautiful People, Marilyn Manson. Yes, that's not overplayed anymore. I can play it now, I guess. Who else wants to hear something? 855-915-9636. It's MFO, A Crash Course for the Ravers. Aha. I'll try and get that. That's not the right thing. Dead Boys.
Would you? I'm Dr. Le-
MFO, yes, I know that was not Beautiful People, but when I play Beautiful People, this happened. I'll try this one more time. That's obviously not Marilyn Manson. I don't know what happened to that track. We need it back, though, because it's a great song. So, in the meantime, listen to these messages and I'll get something else for you. How about some Pixies? We'll play some Pixies. Hey, you have a request, 855-915-9636, and Joe Turner and the Seven Levels is on his way up.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
No money. I just wanna have some fun. so high. I love all the modern men, but why do you lie? Well, my shit's making me crazy. I should have signed up for the Navy. Doomsday, doomsday's coming, 1981. But until things flow, I'm gonna have some fun. The bubble's going to explode. I'll probably never live to get old. But I just wanna have some fun. I probably won't see no money. I just wanna have some fun before they throw me in the sanitary.
got Joe Turner and the Seven Levels with Long Arm, Southpaw Traps.
Sticking that.
Good stuff, Joe Turner, and he's right here. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Thank you for having me on. Pleasure to be here. Nice air-conditioned glory.
Pleasure to have you. I actually, you know, I've been saying Joe Turner and the Seven Levels are coming on, but it's actually Joe Turner and his Semois. Girlfriend.
Semois.
How are you doing?
And she's
hello.
Playing Pokemon.
Hello.
Well, we're going to leave her in the corner playing Pokemon.
Okay, you don't want to introduce her?
Oh, it's Jennifer, my girlfriend.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
There we go.
you do have a mic if you want to say anything.
Your blushing is absolutely coming over the mic there.
Yeah, you can grab that mic and take charge.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Didn't think you were going to be on the air, were you?
No, I was trying to be quiet in the background.
What's going on, Joe? How's the band doing?
Quite well. We have a show coming up. Obviously, the biz of the visit. We have a show coming up on Thursday, the 1st, over at the Cantab Club Bohemia.
Oh, yeah.
We're on at 9, and there's a first band at 8, who I believe is Patrick Monahan and the Janky Teeth.
That's it. That sounds good.
Yes. And the third band is... I have a MP3 of theirs with me, actually, to play, so I'm going to be terrible and blank on their name when pressed, but we'll have it for you in a moment.
Okay. But if I'm able to play it, I don't know.
Yeah, no, really. Now I feel bad. But we're doing pretty well. We have a fresh new... drummer who has been kicking butt, and so we were very pleased to be able to debut him.
Cool. What's his name?
Our new drummer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the other bands that he's in at the moment.
Remind you of his name?
I swear I had enough sleep and everything.
Well, I know you have Joel in your band.
Yes, no, there's Joel Simkins, of course, who does all the live goodies on the town. See, I'm forgetting everything. Hey,
on the town, 9 to midnight Wednesdays.
Sure. Yes,
they're all local, good stuff.
Absolutely, and his lovely wife, he's a keyboard player. And
his wife is in the band too, huh?
Yes, she is our bass player.
Yes, bass.
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Yes, Patrick Mungo and the Janky Teeth. Pardon me, I didn't mean to say Patrick Mungo. See that whatchamacallit.
I'd go see both those bands.
Yes, absolutely. I was about to say yes. So we have our guitar player Jim Foster, who's been with us for about a year. I'm gonna say
he was gonna come in today.
He was actually going to be here. Yeah, and had some family stuff to take care of.
He heard I was hosting.
This is terrible. I was about to say he had some family stuff. I think they just came off a family vacation and had some stuff to deal with. So he wanted to be here.
Tis the season.
He wanted to be here, but unfortunately he couldn't be.
Yeah, it's been
Sheehan,
tough getting
people. I don't know why I was blanking
Brian
on this poor
Sheehan.
Man's. Yes,
okay.
Brian Sheehan. Excellent drummer, fantastic drummer, and we're absolutely happy to have him. So,
the unforgettable Brian Sheehan.
Yes. Well, sorry, Brian. You know, so. See, you and he share the same name, although he's got the Y, so I think maybe
I spell it the right way.
I will remain mum on this subject.
Well, I think it's in the Bible.
There are many. This is America, son. You can spell Brian any way you want.
It's America.
It's America, son. America. Yes, so we've been really excited about the show coming up. We think we're sounding the best we've sounded in a long time. And in fact, I was realizing that the last time I was here, our last record hadn't even come out yet.
But somehow I had the tracks.
Appreciative of all you do and came in with some, you know.
Well, thank you.
Pre-release.
I play those from time to time.
I brought another one along as well. If you have
a
USB drive on there, then, I mean, a USB port on there, then we'll all be set.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. I will, in a minute.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to change my board for that.
Oh,
because
dear.
I usually don't do that.
You don't ever play off the computer?
Yeah, no. How are you going to do it? Are you going to do it from your phone?
No, I have a little USB, stick that has an MP3 on it.
And that can, okay.
Yeah, it can play off the computer.
Stick somewhere.
Yep. goes into the computer there.
I never do that. So you can hop over here and figure it out.
My
with
day
me
job
we...
is computers, so I've got you well in hand.
What do we want to do first? Do you want to play a live song?
I'll do a quick live one. Why not? I mean,
and then maybe we'll play something from the CD, and you can show me how I can play your computer stick.
Works for me. That works for me. So let me drag the sucker out of here and be my own sound engineer.
Right on.
This will work, I'm sure. There we go.
Yep. Oh yeah. Right. Sure. You're good.
I don't know how that's gonna come out there. All right. All right, so this is actually a track that is on the newish CD, which is called Silver Tassels.
Oh, why don't we play one off the CD?
Sure, how about numero 5?
That's you got it. Mahjong.
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 Mahjong, the only computer game I really play.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yes, indeed.
You can tell I'm not a computer.
Yeah, you know, whiz. I don't go for the video game consoles or the.
I actually do. You know, I have the Xbox.
See, I have a Wii, but I don't ever use it. It's just there and hooked up. And
Well, I'll get like on a game and like I'll be up for nights playing it. I'll be hooked, and then I get sick of it and don't play it for months, and something else will come out. And,
Yeah, I hear you there.
So number five.
Numero cinco.
Okay, check it out. Joe Turner and the Seven Levels here on MFO. How do you say that? Mahjong?
Mahjong.
Mahjong.
Mahjong. Although I'm pretty sure that the version that I play on the phone is, you know, a pale insult to the, a pale version of, and an insult to the real
computer.
True, the real true game of Mahjong, which, you know, I I don't think I've ever actually played.
Right. I mean, there's something before the computer game, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the thing you see old folks playing almost like sort of...
Was it made out of wood or something?
Non-American bridge is what I think about it as. You know, just like, you know, we don't really play it a lot in the U.S., but I think other cultures tend to, like, go for Mahjong.
I don't know.
Sit around smoking your cigarettes, you know, playing a little... It almost looks like dominoes.
Yeah, right. I don't know anything about it.
It's a more or less a matching game.
Okay, we're going to try see if this works here.
All right.
If I just click on this, it should. Press your, cross your fingers.
All right, I'm crossing fingers.
This one's brand new, right?
Yes, this has not come out yet. We're going to be doing a 3-song, 10-inch vinyl in a couple of months, as soon as the mixes and mastering is finally done, is finished. But we're in that state now, so... Very soon. So this one, Second Strawberry, is going to be on there.
Okay. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Brand new Joe Turner and the Seven Levels.
Let's cross our fingers.